Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
For me, it's not just the result of last night's game. Obviously, the results with now 10 games to go, they're imperative. And the Mets have been losing for quite a while here, really since June 13th. But I've always held out the belief, not the hope, not the faith, not optimistic, the belief that this team, when push came to shove, was going to be a playoff team. However, for me, over the past weekend, that belief took a major hit, specifically Saturday night. That, to me, was a very telling and deflating loss. And even with the win on Sunday, even with the win, I was not impressed on Sunday. Then the off day, and even with the win on Tuesday night, still not convinced. And then last night, other than the result, which obviously is bad, like we said, David Peterson getting beat up again, even more troubling. And when you're trying to do the math and look at, you know, today's huge, huge game coming up at 1 o'clock, Jonah Tong on the mound for the Mets, after he couldn't get out of the first inning on Friday night, I just don't believe that the Mets have enough. They have played with fire long enough. I'm getting 2022 vibes in the sense that in 2022, and there is not a soul that wanted the Mets to win that division more than I did, maybe outside of the team, and I even question that. I needed the Mets to win that division. I had a lot on the line in that. Anyway, I remember feeling like, God, just please just win a game. Just win a series here. Just get to the finish line. All you got to do is win one game. And they just couldn't do it to the point where they blew the division in 2022. Same thing here. It's just like, man, just win a game. Win a series. Get a quality start. And they just haven't been able to do it and separate themselves at all to the point where they now let a more dangerous team, in my mind, the Diamondbacks, back into the race, who are now a game and a half back of the Mets. And I know the Diamondbacks have a difficult schedule. I don't care. I think the Diamondbacks are better than the Giants and the Reds, so they, to me, are a more legit threat. By the way, they own the tiebreaker right now over the Mets. The tiebreaker would be division record because both teams are 3-3 against each other throughout the course of the regular season head-to-head. So it's tiebreaker is the division, and they're still TBD, but right now the Diamondbacks would have the advantage there. And that is one aspect of it. The biggest aspect, or the bigger, more important aspect of it, is that I just don't, like, I don't trust Tong today. Hate to say that. Rooting for the kid. I don't know how they could trust him, but they did. Peterson, Mendoza last night without hesitation. Yeah, he's going to make his next start. He's been awful since August. How can you trust him? Manaea already moved to the bullpen. Senga moved down to the minors. Like, think about what they're dealing with. There are no good alternatives. BT and I have fought about this for a couple of weeks. We could debate it with the callers. Like, whatever side you're on, the end result is there aren't good enough answers for the Mets. Even in 10 games. 10 games to go. How are you going to piece together this rotation? There aren't any answers. I don't want Peterson to take his next start. All right, Sal, what's the alternative? Senga, who's only made one minor league rehab start, he will pitch again tonight in the minors, and that's going to be an important start. If he pitches well, I would think he's going to take a start next week. If Tong doesn't pitch well, maybe Tong is out, Senga's in. If Tong does pitch well, maybe Tong is in, and Senga could be in, and Peterson's out. Like, or maybe Manaea can still piggyback. Manaea's on paternity list. They don't know if their plan's going to be in flux now with potentially piggybacking Holmes on Sunday. Like, there are so many issues and have been so many issues with this rotation for so long that it just feels like they're going to get caught before they can get across the wire, get across that finish line, and just have a exhale, deep breath, reset, and try to piece it together in the postseason, which I think would be, a lot of their issues would be limited in the postseason. Not to say that they go on a great run, but I think that they would be, I think they're better built right now for a postseason run than they are to get to the postseason. So it's just, oh, just get there, just get there. You play with fire too long, you're going to be burned. And I think the Mets have been playing with fire for a multitude of reasons. Stearns not doing enough in the offseason or at the deadline. Also, a ton of injuries. Things that we thought would happen have happened, whether it's Holmes starting to lose a little bit of steam, whether it's Montas not being very good, things that nobody would expect to happen have happened. Manaea not being effective, Senga not being any good to the point he had to go to the minors, David Peterson, an all-star, getting tattooed since August, pitching to an ERA near 8. Not to mention the inconsistencies of the bullpen. Helsley's been useless. Other guys have been hurt, ineffective. Like, it has just been one blow after the next. And you could only take so much. And even though they've been hanging on for dear life and still mathematically have the advantage with a game and a half lead with 10 to play, for the first time, I just don't feel like they're going to be able to get over the finish line. I don't think they have enough. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Charles is in Lincroft. What's up, Charles?
Sal, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good, Charles. How are you?
I'm good. So I got a couple of points. One on Mendoza, one on Peterson. You know, I was at the game last night, and I'm sitting there. Peterson did not pitched well at all, really, even up to that fifth. He got hit around in the first a little bit, hard contact, runners on base all game. You get to the fifth inning, and I'm not saying you don't start him in the fifth inning if you're Mendoza, but he hit the leadoff guy after getting two strikes on him. He walks a guy. He gives up a bunt single. He's clearly laboring. Why in the world would you – that's where – I mean, they didn't use the bullpen on Monday because of the off day.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't use the bullpen in the first game because they did the piggyback thing. Why in the world would you let Manny Machado face him with the bases loaded and not be aggressive with the bullpen? It just made absolutely no sense. Machado kills lefties.
Here's why. Here's why. There are no better options. In addition, go ahead. You can give me your counter in a second. In addition to that, they are also knowing that they're staring a start by Jonah Tong, who couldn't get out of the first inning in his last outing. He's going today. So that has to be a thought process. Even though they were rested on Monday and Tuesday, because the off day Monday and then the piggyback with Holmes and Manaea, it still, to me, does not mean that he should have gone to the bullpen in the fifth inning.
I know, I hear you, but I just feel like that's the game right there. And before I get to my quick point on Peterson, I would just say, and you don't have to agree with me, but I would have said, I would have went and been aggressive there with Rogers, because he's a guy that Machado has so much trouble with. He's a guy that gets a ton of weak contact. And if you can just hold the, he's also a guy who could go multiple innings, not three innings, but he could have gotten out of that inning and then went to sixth as well. And then you've got Soto, you've got Diaz, obviously, you've got Stanek, all the other guys in the pen that you've got. I would have been aggressive with him there. Now, you don't have to agree with me on that.
No, I mean, I think it's a fair counter, but I would say if you're going to use Rogers there. Now, remember, you're going to – Rogers is, in my mind, their second-best reliever. Where would you have him ranked?
I would have him as the second-best
behind Diaz. So you're going to your second-best reliever in a tie game in the top of the fifth inning. Like, I get it. You're saying that's the moment right there. You can't have Machado beat you. But, I mean, that's asking a lot, Ben, to get through the remainder of that game. And at that particular point, there was only one out in that inning. So he would have had to get two outs in the fifth, and then you have to piece it together from there. Like, that's asking a lot of a bullpen who hasn't been very good.
I know, but I just that's what I feel would have been the better move than Peterson. Anyways, not to keep you going too much longer, but my point on Peterson was, Peterson, the one thing he does well is get ground balls, and Machado is not a fast runner. He's actually pretty slow. So if you have bases loaded, one out, and a 3-2 pitch, and you need a ground ball, why are you throwing a hanging – why are you throwing a curveball in the middle of the zone? You should be throwing a sinker, which is his best pitch, down in the zone trying to get a ground ball. And that's why I agree with the caller before that I heard talking about pitch selection. It makes absolutely no sense. I mean, a curveball for him, it's been getting – he has not – he gets ground balls on his sinker, not on his slider, which, by the way, was flat last night, did not get a lot of bite to it, and it hasn't been that since the All-Star break. I don't understand the pitch selection at all. So if you're going to stick with Peterson – yeah,
I mean,
if you're going to stick with Peterson, just throw the sinker, try and get a ground ball double play.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough, Charles, and thank you for the call. The issue is maybe Peterson, now you don't know, you could sit there and say, well, why aren't you throwing this? David Peterson had no control, he had no command, and that's been a problem. So maybe he's thinking, and Alvarez is thinking, his base is loaded, we got nowhere to put him here. I'm not going to throw him a fastball right down the middle of the plate. What's your pitch, or what's the pitch that he's been throwing most effectively that particular night and feels most comfortable in throwing? And there you have it, and Machado turned it around. Let's not make it like Machado was some scrub either. Manny Machado, one of the best players in baseball. Now, it doesn't excuse what happened. Really, the problem wasn't the pitch to Machado or Machado's at bat. It was all the crap that happened before that. Walking guys, hitting guys, that can't happen. Can't happen. And it's not just one start, one bad pitch. Peterson has been bad for a while. The Mets got him a 4-0 lead in Philadelphia, and he couldn't protect that. And it's not so it can't be just one pitch or the pitch selection. I understand you being upset with that particular pitch last night. That's not why they lost that game. And if you go to Rodgers there, Tyler Rodgers there, good luck getting through the rest of the game. I mean, the Mets have had issues protecting a lead. Protecting a lead with the seventh inning. From the seventh inning on, with all their best guys in the holster, their best relievers. What makes you think that in a tie game, in a messy situation, no less, like I wouldn't bring Rodgers in with runners on, period. Mendoza's tried to do that. It has not worked. Rodgers, to me, is best starting a clean inning. And generally, he'll put up a zero. That's what he's good at. Putting out the fire? No. I mean, they don't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Really have many other options. And you're talking about a tie game, bases loaded with one out in the fifth. And you're going to start burning your best guys? And you really only have two guys. Like, why not just go to Diaz there? If you're going to go to Rodgers, you might as well go to Diaz there. I wouldn't trust Rodgers to clean up a mess, and I certainly wouldn't trust Diaz to come in with bases loaded. Like, Diaz is good for at least a walk or two before he gets warm. The point is, and this is what took me to the conclusion today, why in my gut I don't believe they're going to get there. I don't think they have enough. There aren't any good answers. We could debate it. We could disagree. We could have fun, laugh it off, say I do this, I do that, piggyback, minors, out of the rotation, in the rotation. There are no good options or answers as it pertains to the Mets and their pitching staff. Steve is calling from Harlem. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Sal. So I kind of want to get back into this Stearns thought on spending less money on starting pitching. And I think the problems with that theory were a little overlooked here. And so I think the problem is arm injuries are unpredictable, and as a result, they end up being distributed relatively equally across clubs. So when pitching injuries occur and you already have a talent discrepancy, it just becomes harder to float, right? It looked like the Mets made the right decision in April and May when the arms were fresh. But there's two sides of it. One, eventually pitching injuries were going to catch up, and so you were going to just eventually have to go down that list to Montas, which is another thing in itself. You're already spending $20 million on a dead arm to begin with. Why not just upgrade one of these signings at some point with that $20 million invested in one great arm? But it also comes down to the bullpen. I mean, when the Mets were doing that early in the season, the bullpen was still coming in the fifth inning. And so when we're talking about the Mets bullpen, I think you also have to look at when they were succeeding. It kind of put them in this position where those arms just, they just aren't as fresh at the end of the season. And so when you start with more talent there, yes, Cole goes down, but you still have money on Fried and Rodon. It's just like you can deal with more. I mean, the Yankees have their fair share of injuries with the arms too, but since we have more money invested and more talent there, you can just kind of deal with it better.
Right, but Rodon has not been good. This year he's been very good, obviously, but in total his contract has not been worth the money. Now, you could say that if they get through the postseason and go win a World Series, you don't care, you take that. But it's a risk when you're signing starting pitchers to the money that they get. The Yankees have three of them. One who wasn't good the first 2 years in Rodon, and I don't care what he did last year. Like, he was not living up to the contract last year. So it's taken him 3 years to get acclimated. One who was in his first year in Max Fried, who's been terrific. I don't know if he's worth $218 million, but that was the price of doing business. And the other in Gerrit Cole, who was worth every penny, is also not in, not available this year, and has also had his issues in the postseason. I'm just saying that, to me, the better investment, the more sound investment, is in the lineup generally.
Yeah, I agree, but I think there has to be some balance here. I'd say, I don't think only Max Fried would have been a good signing this offseason.
Well, right.
But the risk.
So that was going to be my counter, Steve. Who's the glaring? Because, like, I wanted the Mets to get Walker Buehler. He's been a disaster to a point where Boston cut him and moved on from him. So I didn't want Corbin Burns. Fried would have been the only guy that I would have gone after, but you can't spend $1 billion on Juan Soto and Max Fried in the same offseason. So I would have preferred Soto. Who was the one guy that you think the Mets missed out on in the offseason?
I thought it was Crochet, but I mean, again, you're taking on a lot of risk. He had his own fair share of injuries, hasn't pitched in the postseason.
Yeah, but do we even know that they had enough to go get him?
No, and that's also part of it. I think someone mentioned this in the call earlier. Stearns is in the middle of developing his plan, and he came into a situation, and so we do have to give it time. I don't mean to judge this two seasons in. I'm just bringing up kind of where the pitfall came this year, and at some point you're going to have to take the risk.
Think about well, that may be true, Steven. Thank you for the call. Like, if I felt that there was a difference-making pitcher out there on the open market, I'm all for it. If Max Fried was the final piece for the Mets this past offseason, go get him. Go battle the Yankees to try to go get him. I didn't think the Mets were there, especially coming off of where they were the year before with the solid pitching. I would prefer not to spend big and commit big money and a lot of years on a starter. I just think that that's the way the sport is right now, especially when you factor in that even the best of starters aren't going, seven, eight innings consistently the way that aces used to. That's a big part of it as well. Remember, the Mets issue too, Manaea was hurt the beginning. Like, he got hurt before the season started. That was a problem. And then once Senga went down, they really got hit hard. We could pick apart Montas all we want. He wasn't even pitching in the beginning of the year. Now, maybe they were benefiting from that. They had Tylor Megill, Griffin Canning. Like, the Mets were succeeding with those guys. Peterson and Senga, the best two. Holmes is fine, but we all knew that eventually he was going to run out of gas or hit a little bit of a wall. And yeah, they relied heavily on the bullpen early on. But their biggest acquisition with AJ Minter, he was hurt. He got hurt early on. And then they had to kind of wait till the trade deadline to piece it together. And then even that fell apart. Like, it's been a lot has gone wrong. It's not just, well, David Stern stinks and he can't build a rotation. That's not true. He wasn't very good this past offseason or even in season. Almost every one of his moves has failed. And he's got to take a hit for that. However, there is a lot that is out of his control that has gone the wrong way. Certain things that were out of his control went the right way last year. This year, they go the wrong way. Like, luck is a part of it. And their pitching staff has just been ravaged. Absolutely ravaged. Was Griffin Canning going to be the guy that he was, you know, the first part of the year, the whole way through? Who the hell knows? But it would have been nice to have another solid arm. No? Did anybody think Manaea would have been as bad as he has been outside of the last two outings when he came back healthy? I didn't. If Pete doesn't throw a high throw to Kodai Senga, what type of season is he having? Guy was pitching to a 1 ERA until Pete made that bad throw. And then he got hurt and hasn't been anything close to what he was prior to that. So you could question the building of the staff. You could question the lack of investing in the staff offseason, in season. Also, there's a lot that's gone wrong for the staff that should be better than the results have showed. Some of that is just unfortunate, poor luck. Hey, but it happens to every team. No excuses.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.